It depends on the cat. It depends on the cat. Are you looking for Tiny?
Yeah.
Okay. Next week we will have Tiny.
Will you?
Okay. Yes. Yes. We will have Tiny. We have one, and we have people.
There?
Yeah. We have people that are coming to get her. I've already talked to them. Now I can take your number if for some reason.
I have always loved cats, and I started volunteering with Action for Animals in Muncie, and they I helped clean, and then I got to know other people, and they asked me if I would start fostering, and so I fostered and had quite a few, and it just developed from there.
This is Martha Strong, or as many see her, the cat lady that comes into Petco on the weekends to try and find homes for her herd of felines.
It's not like a hobby where you can do it or you can't. With fostering, if you don't take care of them, they die. And you don't have much of a life. Of course, I don't really care because I love my animals. But it is very time consuming. I have 13 babies right now that their mom does not take care of them very well, and I have to help them potty. So I have 13 little kittens that I take care of, and then five of them I have to bottle feed. But it's so rewarding. We just love the little babies.
Sarah, a new foster parent, shares a story of a newborn kitten a neighbor found and Martha helped raise.
One other cat that we had was actually turned in by one of our neighbors who brought it to Petco Carmel, and it was a kitten that was several days old that had been left by its mother. We kept her over the weekend until we could pass her along to another volunteer that had an incubator and had better facilities to bottle feed her for an extended period of time.
Martha's friend Terry describes the kinds of cats Martha receives and, based upon their backgrounds, how the cats need patience in adjusting to home life.
Basically, she has a lot of fosters she'll find cats or people bring cats to her. She does rescue from high kill shelters in the smaller cities that are outside of Indianapolis. Most of them are high kill shelters, so she will rescue them. Pregnant mothers will come in, like right now during the spring and summertime, a lot of kittens are born. What she'll do is ask, another person she knows, can you foster? And then Martha also will, once the cats have their shots and they've been spayed or neutered, they will be ready for adoption. We do ask that people be really, take their time in getting the animal adapted to their new homes, whether they have no pets or dogs or other cats. We just really feel like we want the animal to be adopted to this home forever. So we are willing, if something doesn't work out, we want those animals to come back to us. We will place them eventually.
Our cat Molly was one of four cats that were turned in by an elderly lady. She went into a nursing home, and these cats were enormous. They were overfed with high-carb diet, and they were perfectly round. She was there several weeks, and she wouldn't get out of her litter box. She was very depressed, and she was separated from the cats that she knew and had lived with. It took a long time, once I brought Molly home, for her to become social and seek affection and eat with everybody else.
Many of the cats who are surrendered adjust better when being fostered, and Martha cannot do it alone.
Volunteers are amazing. I have been so appreciative of volunteers because I could not do this by myself, not take care of the cats that I have and then have to take care of the store. And we have, one of the managers says that these cats many days are out for 8 hours a day. When one volunteer leaves, another one comes in. And so we have so many volunteers. The Carmel Petco has been absolutely wonderful as far as helping, and they have made it so easy. And I couldn't do it without the store, and I couldn't do it without the volunteers. I'm so thankful for volunteers.
Martha Strong, a crazy cat lady with a heart of gold and a knack for finding animals forever homes. For WHJE, this has been Lizzie Simpson.